Impact 103, with you all the way.
Oh, wow. Do you remember this song? If you have not been playing this song and you have just been relying on radio, then it might have been a long time since you've listened to the song or heard it. That was, wow, it just took me back, hey? In the days of my early salvation, in the days where I had just made a decision to wholly follow God in my life, this song featured there. Shout to the Lord by Daleen. I can't pronounce that surname. I can't pronounce that surname. If you know it, please send me a WhatsApp on 0713640376. Good evening. When I grew up, there was a show called Scoody's Nice, and there was a fella called Storm. That wasn't that day Joe Mafela. He used to say when it comes Christmas, he would say, happy, happy, happy. So tonight and for the rest of this month, we are saying happy, happy, happy at Impact Radio because we are celebrating 30 years, 3 decades of changing lives, 3 decades of impact. On Sunday, one of the presenters who usually has a hair show on Sunday afternoons hung up her earphones, and that was Auntie Joyce. And it was such an amazing recognition for her to realize that she had been with the station ever since it started. And there she was, reaching the milestone of 30, and God had it so perfectly that the last day of August was on a Sunday, which then became her last show. And then September starts on the Monday, and she's not one of the presenters. The time is 18:11 on Impact 103. This is Zibuse Elkunene. And I am not alone tonight. I am with you because you are on the other side and you are listening. So welcome and thank you for joining me. And thank you for inviting me into your space. Now, I've been thinking about, you know, what do we talk about tonight? What do we share that will be significant? Something that will also be transformational. I love transformation. So I just remembered when I sat down and thought about what to share. I remembered that, by the way, Jesus was 30 years old when he began his public ministry. And think about it. Jesus began his ministry long time ago, long before he became human. But for him, his public ministry, for him to start the miracles, to heal people, to then start saying, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, it was at 30. So if you are turning 30 years old in September, you are one of the legends, hey? Because legends are born in September. And I'm sure maybe Jesus started his ministry now around September, yabo? Don't quote me on that. But he started his public ministry at the age of 30. So if you're turning 30 and you are wondering what is actually happening in your life, and it's funny how when you turn 30, you start thinking, hey, I'm old. But when you put into context, for example, one of the presenters as well who stepped down last year was Auntie Pat Rabbit. She turned 80. And if you then look at the 80 and then you think you are 30 this year, you probably can still live another 30 years and you still would not have reached her age when she stepped down from Impact as a presenter. So that is just putting context into everything. So 30 is the beginning of something. Because when you look at what Jesus then started doing, he was unleashed into his ministry just before he started, he went to John the Baptist, and John the Baptist then said, "Hey, dude, I can't baptize you. You actually should be baptizing me." And yet, hello, Susanna Smith. Happy birthday for being 80 this year. So then Jesus goes to John the Baptist. He says, "I must do it because it has to be done this way." So Jesus came to fulfill the law. But in fulfilling the law, he still went and did over and above what the law required of him. And so he changed the course of history as we know it. At 30 years old, he was unleashed into the ministry, and God confirmed it to us when, and this is the most pivotal moment, I don't know if you have ever paid attention to it, in all of recorded scripture, in all of the incidences on earth that are ever recorded of the Bible, where there is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, there is never any other encounter except for that moment when Jesus was unleashed into his ministry after he was baptized, that all Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, were operational on earth at the same time. Oftentimes in the New Testament, in the Old Testament, we see God being the one who is operating, and when people like Samson needed to have that supernatural power, then the Bible would record that the Spirit of God came over him. And when the Spirit of God came over him, he was able to do all of those things. And then David also prayed and said, "Do not take your spirit from me," because then he believed that God's Spirit was with him and that God could take his spirit from him. And so here we are, Jesus just got baptized, he comes out of the water, Jesus is God the Son, and there comes this Holy Spirit in the form of a dove, and that is God the Spirit coming down and sitting on Jesus. And then God the Father speaks and he says, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased." At that moment, it becomes this very potent moment, this very powerful moment where it is just God operating there, and Jesus then is unleashed into his ministry. Who else, though, was unleashed into ministry? David, when he was 30 years old, he became king. He had been anointed earlier. And after being anointed, he waited for him to ascend the throne. Only when he was 30 years old, he became king. So here we are at Impact Radio, turning 30 years old. Guess what? We are being unleashed into a dynamic era of this radio station. But what does that mean for you? It means, come along in this journey. Partake of this journey that Impact is going on. Partake in this moment of glory that God has blessed us with. And join us and walk with us. And as you walk with us, be like the one who is just close to the Messiah, where you just say, "If I can just but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole." And you say, "If I can just stick to this radio station and just walk with the teachings, walk with the message and contribute and be part of it, I will get my breakthrough." Not because we are going to give it to you, but because you are part of the body of Christ. Because everyone who is here is contributing towards the vision of Impact. And here we are today, this month, this year, celebrating 30 years. And now I want to play around numbers a little. And me playing around numbers, it's not just me being, you know, creative, but it all has context in the Bible. So I want us to look at what happens with the number 30 especially in the Bible. Firstly, as I mentioned earlier, it was Jesus who, when he turned 30, he started his public ministry. At 30 years old, the Levites formally began their duties as priests. And that was key. And again, as I said, David, when he was 30, he then became king. So 30 is the number of rulership, authority, and the beginning of your divine calling to fruition. Joseph, when after he had been sold into slavery, right? At 30 years old, he was shaved, he was cleaned, he was given a new robe, and then he stood before Pharaoh and he interpreted Pharaoh's dream. And then he ascended. He became the second in command in Egypt at the age of 30. This is a dream he had had so many years back, and he thought it would just be simply him being, you know, catapulted into this place where he gets to, where his brothers get to bow down to him. But no, that's not what happened. It was so many ups and downs along the way until he got to that point where he now was standing before Pharaoh. And if you remember, 2 years earlier, he had just interpreted the dream of the chief baker and the chief butler, and then they got out of prison and the dreams were fulfilled for both of them. And there he said to the chief butler, "Please, when you get out of here, remember me, because, dude, I did nothing to be here. I was falsely accused." And so God allowed him to be there because it was his time had not yet come. It was not the fullness of time. And because it was not the fullness of time, he still stayed. But God was working on his mind and his heart such that after he had ascended, I would say after he had ascended the throne to become the second in command in Egypt and war, the signet ring he got from Pharaoh. And then he met his brothers. He says to his brothers, "What you meant for evil, God meant it for good." So his mind had been transformed. He was ready to lead. How many of us now are in leadership positions and yet you are still saying, "What happened to me in the past was not my fault. I was accused. I was falsely blamed and framed. I was hurt," and you are bleeding and yet you are ascending. And when you are ascending and you have people that you are leading, you then bleed on them. And if you don't bleed on them, you get to cut them. And when you get to cut them, you're cutting the children of God, and then they get to bleed under your leadership. And so God has blocked some of us from ascending because our hearts and our minds are not yet in the right place. We are not yet aligned. We are not yet righteous, because righteousness is right standing with God. So until we are at the point where we say, "Here I am leading people who had hurt me. I'm leading people who had called me all sorts of names, but it was not them. Forgive them, Father, for they knew not what they were doing." And then you are ready to ascend and lead. Because at that age, David was ready. At that age, Joseph stood before Pharaoh. His years of testing, betrayal, and imprisonment had ended. And then he transitioned into authority. He transitioned into governance. And it was the fulfillment of a dream. But interestingly enough, when you look at it, Jesus was sold for 30 pieces of silver by Judas. And so it then brings this contrast to ascending, in the sense that now 30, instead of symbolizing maturity and ascension into governance, it then also marks the cost of rejection and betrayal. Because when we look at what happened in the Bible with 30 pieces of silver, that's the price that led Jesus to the cross. And then the beauty of it all, I'm reminded of Romans 8:28, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Because Judas had to do it. Well, we don't know whether it was God's plan all along, but Judas had to do it because in doing it, he then ushered Christ into the cross. And at the cross was the price for our salvation paid. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. So your betrayal, somebody betrayed you, somebody spoke lies about you, you have a dagger on your back, maybe you have more than one, maybe you have 10, you have 20, people have betrayed you all your life. But when you take that betrayal and you make it yours, instead of attributing it to the part of God's glory story for your life, then you will always be owning the story of your victimhood. But then when you turn the story and you say, but God, what are you using this betrayal for in my life? What am I to see? Lead me into where you want me to go so that I will not be bitter because of this, but I will be better. Because I need to lean on you, God, that you have said it, Jesus, that people and the world did not love you, and they will not love me. They have persecuted you, so they will persecute me. So if that is the case, then surely there is something there for me. And so, friend, what I want to say to you tonight is that you have reached the age of 30, and you have even gone past the age of 30. But what does this moment signify for you? What does this moment mean for you? Are you still holding on to the bitterness of the past? Perhaps you were violated. Perhaps you were molested. Perhaps you were abused. But what does this mean for you? Right now, we are in the month of spring. In spring, we know some things are starting anew. It's a season where plants are blooming, trees are blooming, things are happening. So are you still going to hold on to your story of victimhood? Are you still going to hold on to that person who divorced you? Are you still going to hold on to that person who cheated on you, who betrayed you, who was, who cut you? And when they cut you, you were so hurt because you did nothing to them. And yet they still felt you were not good enough. And so when that happened, you hung on to that. Isn't this the time for you to change? Isn't this the time for you to say, Lord, I am going to invite you into my story for you to rewrite it so that I no longer become a victim? Thank you, Lord, for changing my narrative, because I have for far too long held on to this thing. Even for guys, you know, there's this thing about good guys that when you're still trying to date and find the right person, most ladies do not like good guys. They often go for the bad guys. Well, if you haven't experienced it, well, you're the lucky one, or maybe you're the blessed one. But nonetheless, good guys, there's a saying that good guys come last. And so as a good guy, you've always been good. You've always been the kind, the gentle one, and yet you've come out last. But God has kept that one for you. Isn't it time you are thankful for all the rejections that you received along the way? Because they have led you to this point, and you are here now, and you're able to appreciate the one you're with. And if you're a good guy and you're still in that stage, perhaps it's time for you to turn your perspective. There's a thing about the brain and the mind, when I conclude this, there's a thing about the brain and the mind that, actually it's the mind, that it has neuroplasticity. So you're able to tell your brain how and what to think. So every time when you speak negative things, your mind absorbs those negative things. And when it absorbs those negative things, guess what? That's what the mind will always remember. And if you keep saying, I'm not good enough, then that's what the mind will say. But if you change and you say, how can I turn this for good? God, how have you turned this for good? Then God is faithful and just to come through for you. And so, my friend, tonight, I want to encourage you. Change your perspective. Hold on to this 30. And let it mean something for you. Here's a verse for you. 1 John chapter 1. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. May this be a turning point for you in your life from today going forward. Make the choice, make the decision right now to say, God, I'm turning around and I'm coming back to you. I'm turning around and I'm chasing after you because I need you. I love you, friend.
Impact.